Mishnah starts off. Yim amanos v'shlosha. First machlokus in the Mishnah between Rameir and Chacham for the choosing judges. Zebor lecha, zebor lecha. Shnei bor lehen or lecha. Divrei Rameir. Chacham rim that the two dayanim are choosing the third guy. Shnei dayanim bor lehen or lecha. The Gemara's first question is my zebor lecha, zebor lecha. But plus a sag, three should be enough. What does that mean? So Rashi says what's pshat in the Mishnah is that one guy's choosing based in echad, other guy's passing it. Other guy's choosing based in echad, other guy's passing it, and then. By that, I'm lying. No, that's not Pshat. Pshat is we have nine total. That's the Gemara's Kasha, right? The Gemara's Kasha is one guy chooses three, one guy chooses three, and together they choose third base. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Why do you need nine? That's a little weird. So Rashi, the answer in the Gemara is Hachikamer. Kisha Zeh. If this happens, that this guy chooses a base, other guy passes, that's just base, other guy passes, then they choose the last base, and that's how you're going to end up with three. So that's what we started out with, nine. So Kisha Zeh, if it happens. So Tosfos doesn't like that. Because he says, first of all, you have had a much bigger kasha. The Mishnah starts out, Dini Mamunus Vesosha. So if Pashup Shad on the Mishnah is that we're having nine, and the Gemara, oh, why do you need nine? It's just straight steer from three to nine. The next line of the Mishnah, that's not Pashat. Rather, what Pashat is that Rashi's Maskana, or the Maskana of the Gemara, is what they already knew. That's Pashat on the Mishnah. One guy chooses a whole basin, he passes it, another chooses a whole basin, he passes it, and he chooses the third basin. The Gemara's question is, Betlas Asagi, meaning the original three, why do you have to go through this whole thing of passeling? It's a little weird. So that's the answer of Kisha Zeh, that if the Daf will look at the Lashon, that I thought it was a chova that you have to do this. I choose, you puzzle. He chooses, then they should puzzle. Then we all choose dirt. You don't have to do that. Kisha Zeh. That if it happens like that, then that's what you do. Got it? So, but then the Gemara says further later on, and we say the Chacham say that. And he says, if we have pshat, now right now, Rashi, this is the same. The Gemara's pshat on the Mishnah right now is that there's this passeling going on, right? One guy chooses one basin, another guy chooses the other one, fine. But that doesn't fit with the chum. Why? Because the chum shita on the Mishnah is that the two dayanim choose the third guy. And if the two previous ones that we chose, I chose one, Berger chose one, that the rejected ones choose the third. But that's the kasha. If he holds that the dayanim are choosing, why would we pick them? Why would we let the rejected ones choose? They're not shaykh at all to what we're talking about. So it can't be pshat that we're picking beast. No. So the Gemara says, at the end of the day, no. Each one is choosing one dayan. Hey, that's what we thought. Just getting to pshat Mishnah. Each one is giving one dayan. Then that's how they get three. I choose one, you choose one, and then together they choose. Just I'm going to say very quickly. So, but then the Gemara asks the second kasha. So Rashi says, what's the second kasha? First Gemara's kasha is, again, that doesn't make sense. If we reject it, right, if you would say that. It doesn't make sense that the rejected ones would choose the third guy. The Gemara's second question is, what does it mean, Zebor Lech, Zebor Lech? Rashi says, that's mashma, that it's a chova. And it's, again, like, it's not a chova to do that. That was Tosus' question, important to get the Shach of Atari. That was Tosus' question. Okay, parenthetically, Rebbe's always going to throw one question to the Shach of Atari. So, listen. So, even if it's not on the question. No, even if it's not on the question sheet. He always does that. Anyways, so, no, you should just skip it. But,
yeah.
So the, okay, sorry. So Tosa's question of, oh, it's a chova to do this. The passling makes it a chova. That's Rashi's question there. He says, Mash Medina Achi. The Gemara's answer is Kish Zeh. We say the different opinions with the Girsa. The Marsha and the Bach say the Girsa of the Gemara is Zeh. But the Rambam and the Smach, the Shulchan Aruch called by the Smach, maybe the Smach called by the Shulchan Aruch, I don't remember. Say the Gemara's Kish Zeh, and that's the Gemara's answer that no, it's not a Rishis. The Tosas can't have this. The Tosas think the Kash is, Vod Mazeh Bor Lechav Zeh Bor Lechad, is that it's Mashma one, it's Mashma one dot. Okay, but okay, I'll stop with that. But that's in the end of the day, that's the Shalom Mishnah. That everyone is the same thing at the end of the day. Macholkis doesn't matter. Rashi Tosas in the end of the day could go either one, if it's a Rishis or Chova. Right? Because Rashi said the question is, oh, it's Chova, and the answer could be, Ein Chanami, it's Chova now that we're not possibly anymore. Now that I choose one, you choose one, and then together. The only problem with being a chova obligation for everyone to choose and then passel, that's not the obligation. So Rashi tells us to deal with either gear, so Kish is there or Zeh. But at the end of the day, that's Pshat, we're each choosing. Okay? It's important to know the Shag of Atari. You have to know what's going on. Fine. Okay. Alright, so next sheet.
Is that number one?
The Gemara in between that continues and says. One. Yeah, so the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, "Afilu lova matzamaki." We're saying that each party could reject judges, even the lova could. But we know from the Gemara, right later on in the parak, the Masorah Shas says, "Look at the Gemara Laman Aleph on a base." It says, "Ayn sham heite." You got to learn the sugi very well because the whole sugi depends on that Gemara Laman Aleph on a base. And that's pshat. That's the pshat of the question. What do you mean? There's two svaras over there, right? One, the Gemara says. That we go by where the Malva. If the Malva wants to go to the base of Ad, right? If the Lord wants to go to Beit Avad, we don't listen to him. Because, right? The Gemara says, it doesn't make sense, right? The Malvet, you owed me $100, I'm trying to get you paid back. And then you say, no, I don't like that court, we're going to that court. And it's going to take us $100 to travel to that court for the travel expenses. That's ridiculous. For me, all I'm trying to do is get $100 from you, and you're going to make me, because I lent you and I'm trying to get it back, you're going to make me spend the money to get the money? It's ridiculous. So the hefsid. That's why it doesn't make sense. Then the Gemara later on says a different svar, seemingly, right? It says, Kofusam adam biiro. That's only when the lova says it. But in the opposite, what if the malva wants to go far? You have to listen. Because the pasuk says, Eved lova leish malva. The malva has the upper hand. So it's in both opposite cases, but we see that there are two svaras. Either Eved lova leish malva is the malva's upper hand, kind of exerts the chasiv, or it's a svara, but the hefsit to the malva, v'chiyotzi mana al mana. So either way, the Gemara has a kasha. And they say, we know that the Malva has the upper hand, so why should the Lova be allowed to pass the judges and smash from the mission that it goes either way? So the Gemara has two answers. They say, number one, our Karsha of Surya, Shanu, or that even though the Malva's upper hand, if the Malva wants to go to our Karsha of Surya, then the Lova has the right to say, I'm not going there. Second answer is, no, you can even say that it's a regular case of Mumchin, but it's like the basin of Rahun of Chista, and the Gemara says, where you say, Mika Matrachach, that's not so much of a Tircha. So we're going to talk about this a lot, but let's see the second answer first. So the Gemara's answer of it's such a tircha, right? So Rashi says it's in the same place. And we're going to go back to that about why is he allowed to be motor in front of him as Tosus Kasha, because Rav Huna was Chista's Rebbe, it's the same place with another Shaila from Tapeh Abiz. But at least for the answer, the Gemara says it's not so much a tircha. So once you hear that, it's not so much a tircha, you hear Hefsid, right? It's not so much a tircha, it's not so far, because it's in the same place. It's not so much a tircha, so that's Hefsid. So, right, that sounds like that's how you read the Gemara, if you hold Hefsid. But what if you hold Eved Lova Leish Malva? It has nothing to do with Hefsid. It doesn't matter about how far it is. I always said Malva always has the upper hand to go to where he wants to go. So how does that fit? So, okay, so bear with me for a second to understand the Gemara. So the Ramban says, Pashup Shah, there's no way that their basin was in the same city. Therefore what? They're two, because of Tosus' problems. How does he deal with it? We'll get back to that. But they're not in the same city. That's what the Ramban says. So the Gemara's Kasha, they're not in the same city. And what's the Gemara's question? How could you make him go? It's going to be Hefsid, because it's going to take far to go. So then the Gemara's answer is, our Kosha Basuri is overridden by Hefsid, or there's not so much a Hefsid because they're actually in the same place. So either way, it's Hefsid. But according to the Ran, though, right, the Ran says something different. The Ran says, no, their basin was in the same place. If the basin was in the same place, then of course there's no Hefsid. So what's the Gemara's question? Clearly the Gemara is assuming Eved Lova Leish Malva. This is one of the, I think this is the Nafkamina in depth. This is a Nafkamina in depth to really understand it. Right? Because how do you understand the two deists in the Gemara? The second one saying Hefsid is for sure according to everyone about Hefsid. Right? That's what Ramban says, we're Hefsid the whole time, and the two answers are Hefsid. The first one is, I don't care about Hefsid because of Akash of Surya. The second answer is, no Hefsid here because it's in the same city. We changed. We thought it was in a different city. We thought it was the same city, so no Hefsid. And we say, we thought it was in a different city. But that's Akasha. Why are you allowed to go? You know what's going on? And they say, no, it's in the same city, there's no Hefsid. According to the Ran, he thinks the question starts assuming you have a loveless Malva. That is not about Hefsid. So Jesus calls him Malva's upper hand. So the first answer is fine. The first answer says, no, even though he has an upper hand, it doesn't apply with the question of Surya. The second answer, according to the Ran, changes and says, no, the problem is Hefsid. Right? Really, you're right. It is in the same city. It is in a different city, but the problem is Mishim Hefsid. But just to get it clear, the difference is that according to the Ramban, the Hefsid is the whole time. Both answers work within Hefsid. According to the Ran, we're assuming the whole question is with Eved Lova Leish Malva. Right? They're in the same city, there's no Hefsid. And then the second answer changes to Hefsid. Got it? So. Hold on, 1 second.
The first half Mina?
Yeah, because if you hold, okay, I'll say it like this without names. If you hold it's Hefsid, then both answers to the Gemara, you answer according to Hefsid, right? If you hold that it's Eved Lova Leish Malva, how do you read our Gemara? So that's like the Ran. That the Gemara starts off assuming question Eved Lova Leish Malva, the first answer fits with that. It could fit with that. And the second answer has to change to Hefsid. Either first answer. That could fit with Hefsid. That could fit with not Hefsid. Yeah.
He's like Meshuvah.
If you hold Eved Lova Leish Malva as the Svara, then how do you read our Gemara? So you read it as right, and then you don't take out the second part of the Gemara. The Gemara changes the Svara, right? The Gemara changes the Svara, right? According to the Ramban, the Hefsid just should go the whole time. No, that's the Ran. The Ran is on the Chag. The Ramban says the whole time. It's like that.
I understand.
So that's how you read the Gemara. In very simple words, an Afkamina sits as a Hefsid, but it matters how you read the Gemara. So, second Afkamina, though, is if it applies to other areas, other types of money, relationships that you're trying to be Tovei money, right? Like the Ran list, he says, Ganov. Gazlan, right? The Ganav, and then he says Chovel Mazik, right? And then he says something else also. So all the other areas, though, right? Going to Nigram, fine. So the Ran says Dafka Mavalova, the Rush, and the Rambam say it applies to all other areas. So what could that be based on? So if you hold that it's a Svar of Chivotzimaram on it, and the same thing. You stole from me. I didn't lend you, but you stole from me. So I'm trying to get back the theology that you stole, and you're making me a hefsid to get that money. It doesn't make any sense. So if you hold that it's misvara, this is a hefsid of Chivotzimaram on it, it's going to apply to all areas of halacha, all types of tevei and nitkas. Right? But if you hold, so that's going to link up with the Svar of hefsid. But if you hold that it's ever level of Mav, that's exerts a cause of the Mav is upright. Why Mav upright? Probably because he lent him the money, did him a tova. Mav has the upper hand. It's a custom. It's not going to apply to other types of relationships. Only Lova and Mav. And that's the Ran says. And that would fit with you hold that. Yeah.
The idea of Hesed is that someone's automatically like kind of losing out.
If you hold Hesed, then if you stole from me, I'm trying to get money back from you. Not because you lent me, I'm trying to get money back from you. So too, you can't tell me, oh, let's go to this court because I'm just trying to get $50 from you that you stole, and you're still going to cost me money. All these cases, the relationship is that the similarity is that I'm trying to take money from you.
So what about Yerusha?
Yerusha?
Yeah.
What's the case?
Rush. I mean, there's the one of the examples that Rush has.
What does he say?
He says, "Velav dafka la'amlo mava," and then he says, "Elafilu gzeil to mekamemchar ve matanah to Yerushas."
So that could be the same thing. That I'm trying to be tovaya money from you that you claim is my Yerusha, I claim is your Yerusha. Right? Let's say you took it from me, so it's my Yerusha. So I'm trying to get that $50 of that $100 land, and you tell me to go over there. Same thing, it's not fair. Because I'm trying, right, for the multi amount of money. It'll be fine. Okay, let's go back to it. Fine. Okay, so we mentioned this briefly, that according to the second answer, we have a side issue. What's that? It's about being Mora in front of your Rebbe. Right? Rashi says, it was Chad Makam. Why is it Chad Makam? Because Pasha Pshat, the Gemara says, Makam Atrachla. It's not a Tircha, right? You have to get rid of the Hepsi, same Makam. Tosa says, be careful, you can't say that. Because the Gemara in Avery and Samach Beis Amid Beis says, Rav Chista would not be murdered in front of Rav Huna because he was his Rebbe. And he says, V'cholshkin, that was Hara. It's Rav Hatter. He says, V'cholshkin did din lahaya asa b'fanav. Cholshkin, he wouldn't do din. That's an assumption Tosa will get back to. So he says, Venir Ali, that you have to say there was Chutz L'Shalash Parsos. There's Chutz L'Shalash Parsos. What do you have to say? Oh, but then doesn't that ruin Rashi's whole pshat? Rashi says that they're close to each other. I mean, the Gemara says they're close to the Hefsid. So the Bach, whatever, and Tosar Rashi, you have to say that even though it's Chutz L'Shalash Parsos, they're close enough that it's a separate city, it's Chutz L'Shalash Parsos, but clearly we're assuming that it's not so much of a Tircha. Because obviously Rashi is more of a lot, but Tosas had to say this because he's saying, what about the issue of being more heter, so, of heps? So, we dealt with last semester, but Chutz Shosh Pesos, you still have to say something else. You still have to say Talmud Chavar, you still have to say he had a Shosh. But at least he says Chutz Shosh Pesos. But what's Rashi going to say? So, we said Tosas is making an assumption. He says, that Gemara is all talking about being asking, answering a Shaila and Hora. It's about that, right? Asking a shiloh. But he says, culture king that din you wouldn't do in front of him. That's an assumption. Torah Chaim says that you wouldn't make that culture king. Actually, din, even if you hold Isser Vahetter, is not allowed to be Mora. Din could be different. And he says, Moshe appointed Sari Allah from Sari Meos. Why would din be different? So, and that's what Torah Chaim says, din is different. You can say din is different. We see that from the Torah. And then that's what Rashi can answer, that din is different. That, oh, I agree that the Sugiyas tell me that you're not allowed to be Mora Isser Vahetter, but din is different. Why would din be different? So, Rebbe gave two things. Number one, you could say that Mamonus is more lenient in general. Why is Mamonus more lenient in general? There's two options. The Ma'arik says because Mamonus is Efshir B'Chazara. You could go back on a mistake and fix it. That's more Kal. Or you could say that Mamon is Musar B'Yad based on Lahafkiro, like you know the famous principle of Hefker based on Hefker. Clearly, we throw around money more. It's more loose in that way. That basin controls it, so it's more Kal. We don't care as much. Not as particular. Therefore, you should say that's not a big deal. It's not such a crazy case if I'd be more in front of my Rebbe. Okay. That's part number one. Mammon is more lenient in general. Another way we said is that you could say fundamentally the psak of Mammonus emerges differently than Isser Hatter. Because Isser Hatter is one guy, right? The one hurra. One guy giving hurra. But in Dine Mammonus, the psak comes from the whole basin. The Talmud is not sitting alone. It's not so much of a design to his Rebbe because I'm part of it, but it comes through all three of us. I'm bottled to the other guys. That's another psak. So what Tosos say? How come Tosos kol shkim adin? What do you mean? What about these things? Okay, you would say that. He was saying the opposite, but he would say that Mammon maybe is more chomer. Why would Mammon be more chomer? What's as far as Mammon is more chomer? Because there's always a mafsid. Someone always loses in either party. I mean, in the case of someone kills someone, you say, oh, he didn't kill him. He's innocent. Everyone walks out. Everyone's happy. No one died. Mammon is always a, right? Someone always loses. So we're always going to cause a loss. So we should be more careful in front of your Rebbe. It is, in some way, it is more chomer. Someone's always going to lose. So there, it would be kol shekein. So right there, Mammon is more chomer in this aspect than Mammon is kol shekein, he wouldn't do in front of his Rebbe. That's what Tosus would say. While he thinks it's a kol shekein, it's a problem. That's what he has to say. It's kol shekein for us. This is just interesting on this. For the second reason, we said why Mammonus is different, because the Pesach emerges from all three, and not from noting those two reasons why Mammonus, why it wouldn't apply to Mammonus, is let's say it's a Yachid Mumche, he's judging himself, then it's one guy. Or let's say, this is an interesting case, let's say all three guys, they're all Talmidim with the same Rebbe. You can't say they're bolted to each other, because it's all Pesach, but fine. So that's the Svara, that's the answer we say for Rashi. Well, how is he able to be Mordah? The Ran says the whole Kasha doesn't begin. Why? Because we're talking about their Talmidim. The Gemara says, Beidina de Rav Huna, Beidina de Rav Chista. We're talking about the Talmidim. There's no problem covered out about Talmidim. Why did Ron say, where did he get this from? Where did he start to say this from? It's because the Ramban is dealing with another question. The Ramban says, if there's a basin, two basins in the same city, you go to the greater Mumcha. It doesn't matter, Mavalova. So the Ramban says, yeah, you can't. And the Ramban says, you can't. And the Torah says that. And the Ron answers, no, it's their Talmidim. But you're right, you got to go to the bigger Mumcha. It doesn't matter, Mavalova. Rabbi David says, no, it doesn't matter. As long as you're Mumcha, a minimum threshold, it doesn't matter, it's fine. That's on that issue. But again, the way he answered that issue for the Ramban, he says, no, you can go to the worst Mumcha as long as the Ramban says you can't go to the worst Mumcha, so how are they doing that here? If Huna was greater, it's because it's their Talmidim. Okay. Just that machlok is one more point for the Ramban or Rabbeinu David about if you have to go to the greater mumcha, what's the logic behind that? What's behind that machlokas? So he said that the Ramban, who says that you have to go to the greater mumcha, doesn't matter. The way we're doing it in the Gemara is because they're the Talmidim, so it doesn't matter that the Talmidim are the same level of mumcha, even though Rav Huna was greater than Rav Chista, and we usually do have to go to the bigger mumcha, because the Gemara says, Lam and Beis, I think, tzadik trudov. The obligation to go to the better basin. Rabbeinu David, and this is from the Bach, I think it's on the sheet, no? I think it's on the sheet. The Bach says, Rabbeinu David says from the Bach, Bach will answer for Rabbeinu David that it's still considered based in Yafa, because if the small basin has a suffix, they're going to go ask the greater basin. Shebi Yiro.
It's Torah.
Right. Anyways, fine. But that's you saying that they're still going to ask it, so it's covered with that. Okay, fine. Okay, next. Okay, now we're dealing with Diane Shane Hagen. Okay, reading a few more lines of the Gemara. So, the fact that the Chum say, what do the Chum say? They hold that the Shnei Dayanim are choosing the third guy. So, does that mean that Rameir holds that we don't need the Das Dayanim? Rav Yehuda has a principle. They need to know who they're with, right? So maybe Rav Meir doesn't have that principle. So not everyone holds that principle. Everyone says need das dayanim. All the dinim need to know who they're signing out to a court case with. But Rav Meir holds you also need the das bali din. So what's this problem of the dayan sitting with someone who's not hugging? So Rav Meir gives three pshatim. Number one, he says that it's a chashad, that when the edus is thrown out, the edus is bottled, we think that it was these guys for the reason why he was thrown out. Another pshat he gives is tzikanai. Nothing to do with the edus being thrown out, but it's tzikanai for an adam kasher to be mitzarif with the adam sheino hagon. From a source, he brings from atash yadchem rasha. Another way to learn that atash yadchem rasha is the mechilta says it's actually an iser. It's not tzikanai, but it's an iser for mitzarif.
Who says that?
The mechilta.
What was the first thing you said?
Chashad, ganai, and source. Yeah, and full source, all in the yadama. The Rambam.
What was the third one you
said? So it's unclear if the Arama is saying three or he's saying two. He says Chashad, which is about the Eidus being batal, to Kanai, just for him to be Mistarif. And then he says the source, Atash Yedchem Rasha. So you could say that the reason why it's a Kanai for him is because of Atash Yedchem Rasha, or which the Mechutta kind of makes more clear, is that the Kanai is just like not a nice thing. But Atash Yedchem Rasha would be it's an actual Issa for him to be Mistarif. So you could take that source as just like, oh, a reason for Kanai, or you could say it's Mamish, like an actual source. So we made it as three.
So
hold on.
Doesn't the Gemara just say that he's not able to?
The Gemara says now today, according to Yehuda, and everyone agrees in our Mishnah that Dayanim have to know who they're signing on the court case.
So it's not the Yadarimah that's saying.
So the answer is why? So why do they need to know?
Oh, the question is why?
Yeah, so the Yadarimah is dealing with, yeah.
But I'm saying we don't need the Yadarimah to tell us that you're now allowed to sell some peel or no.
Correct. Right. The Gemara says, Elim kin yodim michos abimai. The Gemara says that by Eden. Rehuda says by Eden, we apply it to Dayanim. But the Rambam's interesting, though. Get your pencils out. The Rambam says in Beis Yadal and Sanhedrin that it's usser, so as not to be part of a kesher bo'udim. It's mashma there that it's usser even misafik. If you're not sure, you don't know the guy's status. You don't know if he's a hagan or not. It's usser misafik. But the Rambam Chaf Beis Yud says that if he's for sure usser, if he's for sure a rasha, if he's for sure not hagan, then you shouldn't. But if you don't know if you're misafik, then it's fine. So the question that I think the Pesach Shuva raises is the distinction between misafik. If you're not sure, should you sit with him? Right. So according to the first Rambam, misafik, you should not sit with him. According to the second Rambam, misafik, it's okay if you're not sure. Only if you know Vervada is a rasha. So there's three answers, all given in the Pesach Shuva. So the back of the first answer. He says that the chilik is the Adam is muvak b'chacham. He's super chacham, super talmid chacham. And then the other one's a standard. So the first Rambam, right, where he said that it's usur, so as not to be part of that. If you're besuffic, you cannot sit with him. That's because he's such a big Talmud Chacham. The other Rambam is where he's standard, where only if you know for sure. Clearly, what we're saying is that it's probably midin Ganai. Because saying it's more Ganai for the guys with bigger Talmud Chacham. That's the Bach's answer. And the Chilik is that the Gemara, which is Minastam, is Asr, is the Adam Muvak Chacham Yoser, and the second Gemara is Astam, the second Ramam is Astam Dayan. The second answer is the Tumim. The Tumim gives the Chilik. He says, if you started, like Lechat Chil B'Devzah, so if you started, if you didn't start yet and you're asking the Shaila, then you should check him out. Check him out. You need it. If you're not sure, then don't do it. Right? That's the first Rambam. If you're not sure, don't do it. Second Rambam is saying, if you're not sure, that's okay. That's when you already started. How do we know? He reads it into the words. That one says, "Ein lo l'staref yimo," not "Ein lo l'yashiv yimo," meaning he's already sitting. So you don't staref with him. Right? What happened? So you check them out. They seemed okay in the middle. You started having a suffix. Oh, maybe, whatever. If you're in the middle, it's okay because you're only suffix. If you know he's about the rush in the middle, you still have to cancel it. That's the two answer. The second answer. And the third answer is the Shvaz Yaakov. He says that if you don't know the other two guys at all, then it could be real puzzle. That's Kesher Bogdim. If it's the word Kesher Bogdim, that's in the first Rambam. That's why it's Asr, Misafik, because you don't know either of the guys. So let's say you know one of the guys. That's the second Rambam. The other guy's good, other guys you don't know, then it's Mid Chasidus to not join, but technically it's Mutter, because it can't be Rov, it can't be Kesher Bogdim, because you know one of the guys is good. So even though you're not sure about one, you're suffering about one of the guys, that's a suffix in the second Rambam. One of the guys. Therefore, it's okay to sit with them, unless you know for sure. If you know for sure he's a Vaday Rasha, then that's Midver Sheker Tirch. That's what the Rambam says.
First Rambam, he doesn't know both of them, or he knows one of them is a Rasha?
First Rambam, he doesn't know both of them. If you know one of them is a Rasha, then either Rambam, either case. First one, you don't know both of them. Second one, you don't know one of them. But you know one of them
is
good.
Kesher Bogdim is just a rove?
That's what he's saying. Kesher Bogdim means like a group of liars, betrayers, whatever. So
as long as you have two, then...
As long as you know one other good guy, right. But if you know the third guy is a Vaday Rasha, then that's a problem.
Mitz Chasidus.
No, Mitz Chasidus to not do it if you're not sure about the last guy.
Oh, Sofik Mitz Chasidus?
Yeah, the second Rambam. Yeah,
I thought a Vaday was Mitz Chasidus.
No, Vaday, then for sure not, because Midver, if you know the third guy's for sure Russia, it's not going to be Kesher Bogdim.
Even if it's not Kesher Bogdim.
Right, but it's Midver Sheker Tirchak. That's why. We're also implicit question is why is he throwing out all these random, like, nice words, like Kesher Bogdim, Midver Sheker Tirchak? So he fits all those in. The first one's Kesher Bogdim, the second one is, right, that's when you don't know. Two, this one is Midver Sheker Tirchak. If you know the third guy's Vaday Russia.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay. But then the Bach, the Ran is machlokes of the Bach. Ran goes 2 days. Whether you need das dayanim for picking the second judge, right? The Bach says you only need it for the third guy because it's not insulting when you pick the second guy because let's say the second guy rejects him. Only two judges. There's not a kvias basis. If the two guys are there and then you reject the third guy, you don't want to sit with the third guy because he's not a hagun. Then it's a ganai. Okay. Next part. The next machlokes in the Mishnah, right? Next machlokes in the Mishnah. Is everyone okay? Everyone's good so far with what we did?
Yes.
Okay. So Zepos Dayan of Shazev is a posel Dayan of Shazev, Divir Meir. Come say no. When you allow a pasel, not whenever you want, but only Bismachin, maybe Alein Raya, Shin Krovim Psulin. You have to bring a Raya to the Krovim Pasel, but if the Kshayim are Mumchin, then it's okay. The Gemara asks, what do you mean if they're Mumchin, then it's okay? Does that imply that Meir is even allowed a pasel Mumchin? So he said, no, it doesn't mean Mumchin, but it means Kshayim, and then they're made, so to speak, as Mumchin, since you're not allowed to pass them, according to Reb Meir. That's like six lines of Gemara. Just said it like once. So to save you time. So the Marsha, what? The Marsha, two kashas from this part, this second part of the Mishnah, Posel Dayan of Shozeh, this machlokas. Kasha number one is from the Marsha. The first question is. The Marsha has one kasha. He says, what's the chiddush according to stage one of the Gemara? Because at that stage, let's say, okay, so we said La Maskana, the first, we went through this in the beginning when no one was paying attention, right? So La Maskana of the first part of the Shir is that the first part of the Mishnah is that everyone's allowed to passel each other's if it happens. Kesha said, if that happens, then we passel each other's, then we choose a third. But then that means that the Chacham, Rameyer and the Chacham both hold the allowed apostle judges. So what's the chiddush in the second line when Rameyer says posel dayan shazeh and Chacham says you can't? What do you mean? Chacham, of course. Like, what's the? Sorry, it's the same two sides of the same question. Marsha and Torah's time. But I'll say the Marsha first. He says, what's Rameyer being mechadish? We already know Rameyer could passel because everyone could passel in the first stage. Torah's time's question is worse. It's a steer in Chacham, not what's Rameyer mechadish. It's a steer in Chacham because now you're saying that you can't passel unless you raya krovim psulin. But in the first part, we were just throwing out that everyone's allowed to pass, and then we'll pick a third together. So that was what's going on in stage one of the Gemara.
Why do we say that from, say, that you could pass and not just stop? Where did we get that from?
Because remember in the beginning of the Gemara, we were throwing out all these options, like, my Zebor Alech, Zebor Alechod, right? So we said,
Ach, the Fiyar Omej is Zebor Omer, I didn't know that one.
Because Chum say they're only arguing about who picks the third, right? But the first part about like that I pick, you passel. You pick, then I passel. Right? That was a viable option for the Mishnah until we already got to the wide lines, right? Right.
Okay, so
and then we just rejected
that's
it.
That's all the argument. Okay.
Right. Meaning we said that right. Both of them could passel each other. So clearly you could passel according to Chum. That's a steer in the Chum. So Marsha's answer obviously going to answer both questions. He says that the Risha is talking about Bastin, passing a whole Bastin. The Seifa is talking about passing one Dayan. Right? To passel a whole Bastin, then that's something that the Chachamim would admit is okay. Because, you know, to say one Dayan, you know, there's going to be more. So, like, relax, right? I'm saying the other ones, they're going to be from you. But to say, I'm going to let you choose all Bastin, that's not what I'm going to let you do. So there, in the ratio, the Chachamim say, in the ratio, when it's one Bastin, the Chachamim say you can't passel. But then they're not going to say it. And that's what the Chiddush of Meir. I thought Meir only said it by Bastin, but would he say it by one Dayan, or there's going to be other Dayans? So that's what we're saying, yes, that's the second part. So that's the Chiddush of the Marsha. The ratio is passeling one whole Bastin, Seifa is passeling one Dayan. Sanhedrin Katana gives another answer. He says the chilik in the resha is that the guy is saying lo adam lifnezet ella lifnezet, meaning he supplies another option. He says I'm gonna supply another basin, but the seifa he's just saying lo adam lifnezet. And if you look at Rashi. I think we might have said it in Shir, I'm not sure. Rashi later on the page says Zepos Dayan Shazeh, which is talking about the Seifa. He says the Yachalomer Lo Adam Lefanov. I'm not going in front of him. But he doesn't say El Lefnezeh. He doesn't apply another source. I think it's been doing in Rashi that the Seifa that he doesn't apply another source. If you don't apply another basin, then it sounds like you're just trying to be mishtamet from the case. So there, that's Rameir's Chiddush. Even there, I believe you. And that's the Chums. That's why the Chum allow you in the beginning when you apply another option, but they don't allow you in the second part where you don't apply another option. Okay. Good. And then, Rashi says v'nimtzu ilu boshim, so that sounds like kanai, but he also says that what's happening, the whole cot is thrown out. V'vatal edus kulam v'nimtzu ilu boshim. So he's probably saying the chashad pshat. Chashad again is that we throw out the whole basin, and then it looks like the kosher dayan was the reason why it's thrown out. I don't know why it's thrown out. I just knew that they were going to have this court case, and then these judges didn't judge. I would think that it's that guy. When the whole cot is thrown out.
Based on that, not Yerusha.
So Nimtu Ilu Boshim is why Rebbe originally wanted to say that. That sounds like Gennai, the second shot on the Adarma, which has nothing to do with the cot being butthole. It's just not, it's not Gennai. It's a Gennai for him. Boshim, it's embarrassing. But if you look at Rashi, he says, Shema Yichas Minimam Eidechad Pasol, what's going to happen? Vavatal Eidus Kulam. And the Eid is going to be thrown out, but Nimtu Ilu Boshim, and because of that, it'll be Boshim. So that sounds like...
Why do you say Nimtu Boshim?
Right, the word Busha sounds like Gennai, but it's all tali on the Eidus being thrown out. Also, Vinimtu Elu Boshim, that the other two guys... Think about this. This is a better raya. I'll continue 1 second. According to Gennai Pshat, who's it a Gennai for? The kosher guy. The two other guys, let's say... it's not such a raya. The Iker is focusing on the fact that only one possible threw it out, but the other guys are going to be Choshed. People are going to be Choshed then. It's all about tali on the basis being thrown out. Okay, fine. So the last sugya I'll do for today is the Nogei Be'edus sugya. Just for the Gemara aspects for a second. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So we said postal aid of... No, you need to know this. This is one of the questions. So postal aid of Shoseh, right? Or Pasling Edim. So the Gemara asks, how could you Pasling Edim? They're two good Edim. What do you mean Pasling a guy's Edim? It's not like they on him. And Ramesh says, you could Pasling. So what's the first answer to the Gemara? There's going to be four answers to the Gemara. I'm only going to go through the first two because Joe's going to go through them in depth tomorrow. I'm not going to just say the words.
Stop it here?
No. I'm going to do question five also, but I'm saying...
So you guys will say all four with the
No, questions? Because you'll, I don't... I'm saying, I tell you the words, but you learn them more and more depth.
But we don't know how much room to leave for five.
It's Shaka Vitaria. You look at the...
Okay. I'm already fine. Worry about everyone else.
Okay. So
that was funny.
It was. So the first answer to the Gemara is Edim. Edim means Edov. It's one aid, right? Reish Lakish. I'll read it inside. I'm Reish Lakish, Pekodish Yamadavar Zeh. You think you really possible Edim? No, Tony Edov. It's his aid. Okay. Just parenthetically, the second answer is going to reject this. Why? Because it says later Dayano, meaning the Mishnah knew how to say a singular Lashon. So if it said it would say Edo, it would have meant Edo, it would have said Edo. It says Edo, it means Edo. So that's why we reject this answer. But anyway, this is the first answer. So the first answer to the Gemara says Edo Lamai, which what do you mean one aid? For what? If it's Mamun, then it's Puzzle. If it's Shua, and the Torah believes you like Trey. So what's going on? So he says it's Mamun, but it's Mekabalim to be Trey. I mean, the Kabbalah might 2 aid. And then that's why you're allowed apostles. It's one accepted as two. Very good. And then we said that we learned this from the Gemara Nemanalai Avicha, right? We already know that you accept the judge, you accept the apostle, that Chum said you're allowed to be chozer, and they're made, you can't be chozer. So we said, no, there's a difference, right? It's a tricha, because if I only had the Gemara about Nemanalai Abba, I would think that over there it goes both ways, right? Because I would think over there that the Abba is chazul alma. So there, that's why you're allowed to reject him. You're not allowed to reject him because he's more chazu, he's more roy, because he's testifying in other cases. So maybe over there, that's why we said that you can't possibly. But in other cases, you wouldn't, and then it goes back and forth. You fill in the rest. So what's his answer though? And there's also the Tosfos of Dimi, which you should know. But so fine. So this answer is one aid. Okay, fine. Alright, good. That's fine. So do the next answer. If you don't want to know anything else on that. So Rilazar says, Poslan. So now the case is if it's actually two Aidim Paslan, then that's not a chiddush. So of course you could Paslan Aidim if two that's Aidim Domin. Two Aidim come Paslan other ones. So it's case, it's middle ground. And we said that you can't do anything to this one guy, just say that's the Gemara's question. You could just Paslan middle case, right? Sure. So you yourself with one real aid, and then you Paslan. So what's going on? The vote of Akhla Poslan. We have another issue with this answer. This is the second answer to the Gemara. This is Rabbi Elazar. The third answer is going to be Rav Dimi with the whole Tzarech L'Vayar thing, which I'm really not going to get into because it's the whole thing.
That's Pshtiki Dedim.
And then, yeah, and then the fourth answer is Rav and Rav Yochanan. Right, is that sin? So, Migu that I'll believe you over there.
But this one, no gebe, it's right.
I'm going to go into that in 1 second.
Yeah, Mishpacha,
right? Yeah, do it right now. Then we're going to finish. So, what's going on here? So, Vav Akhla Postlan. So, maybe another issue, though. Okay, what do you mean? Very nice. Okay, this is how you're passing. Because you and a real aide saying that this guy is Postle. But you're no gebe, Edis. So, the more answers, no. Rashi says, no, we're explaining his psul. So pause there for a second before we explain this. That's the Gemara's answer before they ask Ir Lamai, but that's the Gemara's answer. So the Yad Rama is like, what answer? What would we answer here? So the Yad Rama very interestingly says that what changed in this stage of the Gemara is that before we thought he was just giving him a psul that happens just in this case, right? Let's say like you're a karav to the other guy involved in the case. You're a karav doctor to this case, but you're going to be kasher all other cases, right? So that's what we thought. But we said, no, actually what's going on here is that you're passeling him not just for this case, but for all cases. Okay? That changed in that Gemara, right? I mean, because if you're passing him just this case, that's for sure no gay babies, right? If I'm saying that you're that guy's brother in this case, like you're the other guy in this case brother, the other guy involved in the case, the other aid maybe, and that's for sure not allowed. Okay, but then the Gemara still says, that definitely no gay babies. Now the Gemara says more, right? They say, ir demai, no, but still, even if it's going to make him puzzle for all cases, right? Even if it's not just this case, which one is it? Ir de gazlanuso? That's still no gay babies, even if it's other cases, because it's still relating to you, because you're going to call him now, even if you call him a gaza forever. You're calling him a gaza now, and that's still going to bother you, it's still going to affect your case, he's not going to be able to testify against you. So they say, no, that you're right, again, that ir de gazlanuso, that's for sure no gay babies. What's the pshat? It's ir de gazlanuso. That's what Rameh Chum are arguing about. So Rameh holds that it's indirect, because he's he's saying that he's from a family of avadim that are not free. Therefore, he's pasulidus. David is pasulidus. So, therefore, he's testifying on the family. It happens to be that the Mark family is avadim. So that's what's going to happen. Then, Mamila, you're pasul. I'm not testifying on you. Rabbanan say, at the end of the day, this is still no gevedus. So that this is what Rameh is saying. Fine. Okay, so what's this whole pshat about no gay babies? So there's two ways to look at it, right? Either why would a car be possible? Either because you're like a bal davar to the case, because it's a chashash mashaker, right? You're gonna lie for your relative to help him out. What's the most classic, most important nafkamina is if you're no gay babies, you're allowed to testify lechavaso. Okay. That's a classic Nachmina, and then we're going to go back and tie it into the Gemara as a second Nachmina, the Mahus or Recham that we just read. To understand the two sides, Chashash Shaker or Baal Dover, right? You're just, so to speak, there's a custom that you're Baal Dover, not allowed, or we're afraid that you're going to lie. The Shach, so is no Gebeid is belief, that's why Lechova so, right? If it hurts his relative. So the Shach says, you are believed. Therefore, what does he hold? If the Shach holds that you're believed to testify the Chavaso, then right, which one does the Shach hold? If he says you're believed, right, clearly that's a Chashash Shaker. So it's in the Rush, so it's close to Rush, who says that they're not allowed to testify even the Chavaso. If you're not allowed to testify even the Chavaso, then clearly it's not Chashash Shaker, but it's Baal Dover. The Stipler says that this is two dayas in the Shita Mikubetzis. Because Shita Mikubetzis, the question was, you're allowed to be mistalik from the Gemara of Babasra, we spoke about, had something about being made about a Sefer Torah. And they said that, you can't. They say, oh, be mistalik, just take yourself out of the ownership of Sefer Torah, and then you can talk about the case. They say, no, the whole town benefits from the use of Sefer Torah, so you can't be mistalik. But the assumption is that if it wasn't the case of Sefer Torah, everyone owns it, then you could always be mistalik. So how can you do that? You need Tchilaso B'Kashrus B'Sofa B'Kashrus. And then if you're pulling yourself out of the case, and now I'm not Nogaya to this case anymore, but in the beginning it was a problem. In the beginning you were puzzled. Right? So he gives two answers, and the stipler says that those two answers are the two days. The first answer he goes from the Ravid. And he says, we're almost done. And he says, that the whole reason is because of Chashash M'Shaker. Here it's Chashad V'Alma. So it's not a psul be'etzim in the person. So since it was at the beginning, it has to be kosher. A chashash m'shakir person, he's never a psul be'etzim. He's not a bal dover. He's just chashash m'shakir. We remove the chashash m'shakir because you're mistalik from the case. You were never tchiloso be'pasis. You're never psul be'etzim. It was just a chashash m'shakir. It wasn't on you for real. Clearly, he's learning chashash m'shakir. Second answer in the sheet, clearly he's doing bal dover, is that since you're a bal dover, you're so close to the case, you never had a shame aid at all. So now when we remove yourself, you're tchiloso. Because you were so baldover, you were so nogeya, that you weren't even a shame eight at all. You weren't even on the court case, and now when you remove yourself, now you come in and you're tchilas bekashas. You start now, straight, fresh. But this chashash shaker and a gave eight. So the second half can be not machad to do today because it's a whole related to the next sugya. Rashi and a gave eight is veidus enough for you. Joe's going to do it tomorrow because that's really the next. So yeah, no, but there's one more part. The third Nafkamina is how do you fit with our Gemara? So again, so what's our mayor holding? Clearly, if our mayor holds, this is the most important part. This is what's close. Our mayor is taking a stance. How do you explain the halachas? Our mayor come with the pagam shvacha. Our mayor is clearly holding bal dover because if it's chashash m'shaker, then why does it make a difference if it's you testifying directly or indirectly, right? In the end of the day, I'm helping myself. And I'm above Acher. I'm part of this case. It's for myself. I'm helping myself. So for Shachar, it doesn't matter. It should always be Negev Eidus. So clearly, your mayor is holding Baal Dover, and you say you're not made a Baal Dover if I testify about his family, if I testify indirectly. So the mayor is learning Baal Dover. So indirect Eidus could be you're not a Baal Dover, but Shachar, it's for sure a problem. So how do the Chum learn? So Pashup Shat, the Chum learn, right? 1.5 more points. So they say it doesn't matter if it's indirect testifying about Pagam HaShmach because you're still concerned that you're going to lie. That's how you understand the sugya. However, you could say different. You could say that Chachamim also hold Baal Dover. This is where we're going to get to Hagos HaShri. Yeah, this is there. So the Chachamim also hold Baal Dover. Why? And then they're arguing about both Baal Dover, but they're arguing about can you be made a Baal Dover by testifying indirectly? Does testifying about the family make you a Baal Dover? Clearly, your mayor holds no. But the Chachamim holds, just like testifying about the person himself, obviously make you a Baal Dover, but testifying about the family makes you a Baal Dover. How do we know the Chachamim are speaking about this? Because Hagos HaShri is passing the Chachamim because we're passing the Chachamim. And he brings a suffix. He says, let's say the case is that I've been calling this guy, I'm calling Steve a Goslin for 2 years. And now, finally, the court case, everyone knows, I always call him a Goslin. I'm always like, they always yell about him that he's a Goslin. And now we come to court and say, actually, Steve is testifying about me. And I was like, he's a Goslin, I'm telling you. Right? But, what's the difference, though? If I'm always saying that, then if you hold Chashash M'Shakir, then you're not no Gabe Edis, because I was saying this even when I didn't have a court case. So you could say that it's indirect. I'm calling him, right? You're saying it's Goslin, it's not family. Whatever, but you're saying that it's a case that's not related to this. But if you say Baal Dover, then it doesn't matter. You're a Baal Dover over here. Hagos HaShri's Mesupak, he doesn't know. So I wanted to say that if you're passing the Chachamim, you would have known. It is, that's the third Nafkamina is just to say Pashup Shat that the Machokis in our Gemara is that the Rameyer holds Baal Dover and Chachamim hold Chashash Shakir. To explain the Chachamim way to learn it is Chachamim may not just hold Chashash Shakir, maybe they also hold Baal Dover, then it wouldn't be a Nafkamina in the Gemara. That would be the third Nafkamina, but the next part of the question is that they also hold Baal Dover. They're arguing about, are you made a Baal Dover if you testify on the family? And we said, the proof that we're not sure about the Chum Shita is because within the Chum, so to speak, the Gosh Hashri is not sure if it's Baal Dover or Chashash Shakir.